Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast.
Me!
Whatever, Wednesday, February 8th, 2006. How's it going? And with me is, wait, I forget. It's who is it who's with me?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord, can you hear yourself in my microphone?
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, Lord.
Me.
So, anyway, so we're sitting here, we're just having a good old time, and we're in the same room. That's kind of unusual.
This is a first, Larry.
It is, and you know what I have to say to that?
You're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, it didn't even play. Already ruined the poopy music. Because cut it off in the middle.
I can't hear. So, I have
anyway,
no idea.
Great.
Me.
Your Larry Vader is a.
And how do you spell that?
V-A-D-E-R Larry Vader.
Yeah.
Is unable to hear what's going on tonight because, well, he forgot his earbuds.
Poor
today.
Old thing. She can't remember nothing.
Well, we knew that. So we're sitting here. And,
you and Mr. John Michael Haas, he can't remember nothing either. Except how to
put in the trash can.
How to fix those South Beach pizzas.
Oh, I don't like the South Beach ones. I do like the 99 cent dealies.
Ugh, you are vile.
Anyway. So are you. Don't you forget that either.
Me.
So does it sound better, everyone?
I don't know.
Well, how does that quality sound today?
Hello!
Gee.
Hello?
I can't possibly imagine that it could sound a little bit better. Well,
are we in the banjo band, Larry?
We are in the banjo band, and it's working. And do you want to know why?
And you know what? He ain't cussing everybody. Why is it working, Larry?
Well, first of all, we are using the G5 computer.
Ah.
Not yours, but mine.
Ah.
We could have used yours, I guess.
Ah.
Except I'm too fat and lazy to drag that FireWire interface.
Ah.
And this is how it's supposed to work, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm just so in love with it. A little bit of quick meta, if you think that this hype about using a FireWire interface is just that hype, it's not. Guys, it works so well, and it sounds 3 bazillion times better.
Okay, so. Extra special Chris enjoyed hearing that.
Okay, great. So, well, Big Fatty, you know, I had a little poopy cast last night.
It was a poopy cast. Y'all, she got me up on the Skypes. She got me up on the iChats. Got me back on the Skypes. And then everything, she got it all working and said, I'm pissed off. We're not doing this. Goodbye.
And so
Big Fatty
so
went to bed.
So I pulled the weakest link and said goodbye. And there was none last night. I apologize about that. Yeah. I did do a little 8 minute. I hate the world.
It was the whiny cast. It was the scraper cast.
It really was. Ugh. I was in a terrible mood, everyone. I apologize about that.
And Larry, should we let everyone know that this is the very first podcast coming live?
From the
coal mine studios.
That's right. The new coal mine studios.
Yeah, Lord, she's got enough cords and splitters and.
But it works, and it works well.
Well, I knew it was that damn computer at home that was causing the problem.
Well, anyway. The software should run on G4, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to just thanks, Mr. Jobs. We need to get some ham guards on these microphones.
Oh no, we're just going to be the first ones to spit on it.
Well, except yours, I've spit into plenty of times, and this one, the one I'm using is the new one. It's a SM48S, whatever that is.
Oh, thank God!
But it was made specially for vocal podcasting, so Miss Wardy picked one up when she was in the Musician's Friend store.
Larry, I've been listening to a couple of new castings. I listened to the Daily Huff. Is it the Daily Huff?
Yes.
Yes.
But and, it's not daily.
Right. Well, it's kind of like, you know, the...
Daily Purge.
Daily Purge, which is twice a week, except last week because somebody was poopy. But anyway, and speaking of poopy, Lord, she ain't on top of it any more now than she was with the other one. All right. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I had to sit up. I've leaned back in
my bed. She is putting those springs on that chair to the test.
Whatever. Big Fatty and I have the fancy high back chairs here at the coal mine.
Yeah.
That recline and everything.
Yeah.
And I love this chair. Before this, y'all, I had this cloth-covered
piece of
metal.
Oh, it was vile.
But all it was metal with a piece
y'all,
of cloth.
Y'all, it didn't even have five. It didn't have five legs. Didn't have four. Three legs.
It's a three-wheeled chair. And I can't believe I never fell out of the back of it all those years.
I can't either. I can't believe it held all that weight. Well, anyway, I've been listening. I listened today to the 50th anniversary. Not the 50th
the
anniversary.
The 50th anniversary.
Well, it was the 50th anniversary podcast on the Daily Huff. And there was some choked upness about Little Fatty.
I know. That's why I wanted to be sure that Mr. Huff got a little bit of a shout-out on the last show because, I mean, we go way back, way back.
That's the good thing about the podcast I listened to today. The bad thing about the podcast I listened to today was the the other daily show that comes out twice a week. That would be The Purge, where I'm not one to bicker.
Oh, Lord. We love it when it starts
but
off.
But we loved it that the Daily Purge boys went out with the PNS boys and had a good time.
And I loved it. You mean we're a little jealous that we didn't get
to. Right. But I mean, everybody appeared to have a good time and all. And the PNS boys did a special segment for the Daily Purge. Have you ever been asked to do a special segment for them?
Funny, no, I haven't.
Okay. Anyway, and then we went into the roller skating story, which was a good story. I enjoyed the roller skating story. And then...
Sorry, everyone. If I seem distant, I was fiddling.
Oh, he's fat. You know, we had some chitter-chat, and then a little karaoke corner at the end. And I went to the website of, you know, the new website for the Daily Purge. Right. That's thedailypurge.net.
I've updated the links on the site.
Right. Well, did you happen to go to the site and see that Little Fatty has dropped on the podcast I listen to?
Whatever, bitch.
Mm-hmm. So, PNS is on top of Little Fatty. Which
I was about to say,
that's not so bad. In fact, I retract everything I just said. Okay. You just keep the PNS boys on top of Big Fatty.
Wow. Well, my day has been actually less than exciting. I haven't listened to any podcasts today. I've been actually busy. I think you will attest that I've actually been working today.
Fat.
But
well, somebody's got to do all the goddamn work.
Right. Well, yeah. No, Big Fatty, you came into work today about 12:30.
No, it was about 1:00.
1:00.
Big Fatty had an awful night last night. He was coughing and hacking all night long, and evidently the what is that stuff called?
Mucinex?
No.
Claritin?
No.
Sudafedrin?
Right.
Yeah. Sudafed.
Sudafed. Evidently, there's something in that keeps you awake. Well, Big Fatty didn't realize that.
Well, it says non-drowsy on the box.
I know, but that doesn't mean we'll keep your ass awake.
That's just what it means to Larry.
Well, Big Fatty tossed and turned and coughed all night long, so he had to stay at home in the hoist, the manger, if you will.
Oh, Lord.
All right, there were some swaddling clothes.
I am sure that there were. Big Fatty, you know we're doing a good job, but when you hear that G5, like the extra fans kick in down there.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so walked into the office here at the coal mine, and, well, I think you know what to do, Larry. Obviously, he doesn't. Oh, okay. So.
Did it stop?
No, it's playing. Larry can't hear. Yeah. This is a first. Big Fatty can hear the music, and Larry can't. Well, here, Big Fatty will just do the music since he can hear
okay.
it.
CompUSA was supposed to ship headphones to us, but they've, like, lost the order. They charged the card, but they've lost the order, so.
Fabulous. Well, anyway, the skull update.
Okay. Well, are you talking about the first thing I said to you?
Whatever.
When you walked in, I was like, I hate that kind of man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But I think you should tell the first thing she said to you today.
No, go ahead.
So, y'all know Big Fatty prints one of them coal mining publications, and all of a sudden, you know, it just went to print. Well, she is in charge of two pages in there of keeping some of the coal mining directors' names and e-letter addresses. Is that all that's on there? And a phone number. So, y'all, she went to print already. We've already gotten the proofs. And Big Fatty has ruined it.
Well, it stopped playing. You go ahead, though.
No, you don't do that.
Oh, Lord.
You halt. You. Oh, y'all, poor Big Fatty.
Big Fatty don't know.
It has a 5-second silence at the end of it for some reason.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I knew it would be ruined by the skull.
Well, she was like, is it too late to change a phone number on there?
Y'all, it's things like that push my button. Ugh. I wanted to take her little sequin black sweater with hearts on it and just shove it up her nose.
Well, that or that cigarette case that she uses as a purse, or the glasses case she uses as a mini purse. Have you ever seen that? It's turquoise.
Oh, that's vile.
It was on her desk for a while today. So,
well, anyway. I wonder if she ate the stale crackers today.
And probably some of that caramel apple pie that's been sitting on the counter for 2 days.
File. Okay, well, enough of the skull.
Me, me, me. Me, me, me. I hate you, skull. Okay. Wow. I'm not sure if that recorded, but we're going to hope that it did.
Me. We can go back and put it in, can't we?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be easy. We'll do it in post-production.
Well, I like, you know, we're using the musical typing, and it works.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if it's working.
Big Fatty don't know. He just comes in here and talks.
Well,
Larry, speaking of talking.
Yeah? Speak to me about talking, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty hand map.
Oh, Lord.
Now, have you been to it?
No, I haven't. Have we gotten
any
more?
Oh, my God. Earlier this afternoon, we were up to 18.
Oh, my Lord. We're ahead of Archer. Last I heard, he is at 17.
Archer signed up twice. He's in two different locations.
Well, Archer, yeah, okay.
And so I'm guessing he does not use the computers nor the cell phones.
No, Archer. So, I think Archer's still using the original Mac.
Now, Larry.
Yeah.
Howard has signed up for it.
Hmm.
Now,
why would he bother doing that?
Right. Do you know where Howard is from? Excuse me. I've been told to move the microphone away from my mouth.
I do not know where. Where is Howard? Is it Cincinnati?
No.
Okay.
Howard's from Jersey.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you something. If I'd known Howard was from Jersey all this time, I would not be making comments to him because he will kick my ass.
Those Jersey boys are right up in the mob
exactly.
And everything. Yeah, you got to be careful.
You know.
Big Fatty, you better be careful. You better be careful. That's all I'm saying.
And we had our second international hand map subscriber today.
Who was that?
That was North Boy.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny, y'all. Some of y'all people on the hand map, y'all make the podcasting rounds.
Yeah.
Because you're on everybody's hand map.
Yeah.
So we do appreciate that, though. Yeah. It's funny, like Archer's and Omar's from The Other O, and Archer from Archer Radio.
Yeah.
We have a lot of the same subscribers. So.
We got our second vegetarian.
Who was that?
You'll just have to go to the hand map and check it out. And we got our very first apple snacker today.
Well, right behind me, who didn't show up.
Well, yours didn't count.
Right, right.
So, anyway, but the hand map, are we
ready to release that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think we are. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell everybody.
All right, everyone. Big Fatty is going to be going. We should have some kind of music or something here. No, don't play the skull update.
Okay. This is
all right. Well, that's all right.
Sorry.
Here, we've got a big announcement. Play the poopy music.
She was drinking her Coke.
Okay. I don't think that recorded. Anyway, Big announcement. Big Fatty is going to be on his big cruise.
Hurrah.
From, well, he's going to be in Fort Lauderdale and on the big cruise from March the 2nd through the 12th.
Right.
So there's about 7 days in there.
Where I'm going to be big fattyless up.
You're going to be fatless.
Yep. Well.
Well, no, right. He's not going to be fatless right. Because he's fat enough. But what we're going to do, or what Larry's going to do, is he is going to choose people from the ham map who are interested in co-hosting on one of those days to come on and be Big Fatty for that day.
Which, you have a lot to live up to, everyone.
Lord, this could be the start of something big, and I do mean big.
Right. So, anyway.
Now, you don't come on as yourself. You come on as Big Fatty.
Right.
So,
right.
Even if you're shy, Simon, and, or, you know, don't want people to know blah, 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 and you can't be yourself on the radio, well, you can come on and be Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
For those 7 castings. So
I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. I won't be in the country. So if you want to be eligible or edgitable,
right,
then you need to choose one of the 5 multicolored pens on the ham map and push it right on in there, and then you, too, may get to portray Big Fatty on one of the 7 podcasts.
It's not easy to do, but I think that everyone...
Well, and I think that the reverse cast proved that.
Right, right.
By the way, I was told, and I won't mention who, that on the reverse cast, clearly Big Fatty knows Mr. Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, better than Mr. Vader knows Big Fatty.
I don't know that's true. Me. I'm just not as good at portraying.
But you are as fat.
God knows. Hey, Big Fatty, are we cutting it close on time?
I think so. Let's go ahead and start that banjo band music. I don't think it'll play, but anyway, let's try it anyway.
No, it
shall
won't.
We?
So,
oh, gassy.
Okay.
Big Fatty. You big fat thing. Oh, no, that's the opening. I'm sorry.
sorry. You've got it all discombobulated. Well, Big Fatty. It's been a short little fatty cast, but
well,
you know,
it has.
You've got sporting events to attend.
Right. Well, the coal mine team is taking on the equally as bad non-coal mine team tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
Thank you. It's the coal mine versus the axe pickers. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Me either. I just think that
Larry,
it's better you than me. I've got
a good There's been a lot of e-letters coming in, though, and I want to thank, who was it that sent in the... The Monster Inc.
Oh, that was...
Chris? I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember.
But anyway, it talks about there's always some monster in your office in the next cubicle that makes all the gassy noises and snorting and, you know. Well, that's Big Fatty.
Right.
Guilty as charged.
But Big Fatty was smart enough to design our cube land so that he sits... So far away from everyone.
He is deep in the mine.
Yeah.
You got to come looking, or you got to come smelling for him.
Right.
To find
right.
Him.
So, and the person who's closest to you only works like 5 hours a week. So, anyway.
So, anyway, that was good. And,
yeah, we enjoyed that. Yeah.
I want to let Howard know that I have joined the, was it the Muscle Bears?
Big Muscle Bears.
Yeah, I've joined that so he can go look for me on there and be horrified. And I think I don't have anything else to say other than you can write to me at BigFatty@LittleFatty.com.
Okay.
And
what about the Skypes?
The Skypes, I am the Big Fatty. Of course, if we're in the coal mine studio, we won't be using the Skypes, but we won't be here all the time. So.
Right. Well, and you know, don't forget that you can send us the voice letters at 206-339-6FAT.
Yeah.
And also, we'd love for you to go on over to the website and, excuse me.
She has got it all flimming up in here, y'all.
It really is terrible. And that's littlefatty.com. And don't forget about that. That's like, we love the comments there.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I love the comments. I've never read one.
Well, right, because you're
so
fat.
Anyway, right. But the big Fatty's ham map is over there. So go by there and sign up
right.
for that.
Right. And Also, I would like you to e-letter me. That's Larry@littlefatty.com. And on Skype, I'm the Larry Vader, but if I'm on there, I'm probably recording. So if you're going to Skype, be prepared to crash my computer and be on the show all at once.
And the cussing. Don't forget the cussing.
Right. Well, there's been a lot of that lately. Now, there won't be a show for Friday of this week either. I just want to let everyone know.
Well, there's going to be a show, but you got to be in person to see it because it is the Inappropriate Touching Weekend in Atlanta for Mr. Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R,
and
Mr. Morera.
How do you say that word?
However you say it. And don't forget, there's a 15-minute window in there that Chris and John gets to see Larry Vader. And that's it.
That's
and
right. Yeah, yeah.
Larry? Just want to remind everybody to sign up on the ham map.
Y'all better do that before I kick your behinds.
Because
and, if you'd like to be added to the iCal for the Atlanta trip, go ahead and let me know, please.
Oh, Lord.
So I can pencil you in for a time.
Okay, Larry, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Larry.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not going to Atlanta.